crazy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see some music work. Will it? Will it? Push it. Oh, you did? Nope. That's a big mama. Welcome. Keep another edition. Push it again. Keep there. See if it finally works. Yes. Cut it off. All right, fellas, this is another, at least, this is another edition of the show. That's a waste of time. And we go to Cal. He's up here to start us off.
Jamie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Cal, but how are you?
I'm well. The weather's good here in Minnesota, so let's talk a little people, old men. I mean, was it 3 years ago when they hired Rhino? There was crying at the press conference. Was there any crying yesterday in Philly when Rhino stepped down?
Oh, yeah. There is more crying by Ruben Lamar yesterday. He gets real emotional at his managerial press conferences.
Well, I don't know. He was kind of, he kind of reminded me of Bobby Valentine of the Boston Red Sox. Would you not agree? And granted, he lasts a little longer than Bobby Valentine, but I don't know. Then you bring in McPhail, who ruined the Cockroaches, and think they can relive the magic with the Philly. That guy's old news, so I don't know. I don't see much. Then your 70 sisters system actually have a center that can play in pumpkin ball. The ladies did you a favor. Your thoughts on the pumpkin ball draft?
My thoughts on a pumpkin bowl draft is that you had no choice and that you had to go this route. And considering what happened before with Russell being taken, I'm absolutely okay with Okafor.
Hey, he'll be good. Those two other guys should just stand on the road. But
yeah.
What about your Fakers? What did your Fakers do last night in the draft? They do anything good?
Fakers got a defenseman with the first fake, Ivan Provorov, another Russian that I can't speak.
Another Russian that will make you guys mad again, like the goalie. You're still paying $1 million a year.
Yes, another Russian defenseman.
Yeah, that's good. So, what about the idiots? How's Chip Kelly doing? How's Chubbles doing? Is he? Still causing havoc in the city of Brotherly Show?
Well, the idiots are on a break, my man. Okay. We're getting out of a 6-week break on Chip Circus.
I see. So, you still on the Twinkies bandwagon, or are you jump ship?
I think I'm a Twinkie. The Twinkies are playing well, so even though I think I'm still in with the Twinkies.
All right, we're going to get a sissy ball franchise here in the great state of Minnesota, a little soccer ball. Maybe you can jump in that bandwagon. We're going to get sissy ball.
Soccer franchise, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not a big sissy ball fan. That's something the kids play at a very young age, and college guys
sissy
play in that
family. Sissy ball keeps growing and growing, Calvin.
Yeah, we're supposed to like it. I want to like it, but I get it. It will last for a while, a couple years, and then the old franchise will go on the road like they always do, Jamie. I've built the Twins and the Vikings stadium. I've had enough. I'm tapped out of my tax money.
All right. Thank you much, Cap.
Be good, Jay. Have a good week.
Talk to you next week. All right. Here we go. So now we go to another person that has been waiting a while, Mr. 1392. I know who you are, but I'm seeing you first. I just want to say your last 4 digits. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, right. The 1392. That makes me sound cool, I think. I sound like a local...
I don't know what that makes you sound, but I guess... what you...
Yeah, I guess Sixers, I heard what you said to Cal Poke. I pretty much agree. I'd rather Russell. I was disappointed Russell in second, but that being said, Okafor was by far the best player left at three. So regardless, even if you were going to trade the pick, you had to take Okafor there regardless. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess they can add more later. I can't help being disappointed, though. I wanted Russell. Obviously, I think Okafor is going to be an all-star anyway, so I guess
I'm
disappointed. But
I think Okafor will be an all-star. And you can't fault Hinkie for this, but that's the only move he could make, and he made it, so there's no fault to be laid with him. Even though I think we are all still getting over the disappointment, I think of the most sensible Hinkie move we might have ever seen in this 3 years.
Yeah, and you have to start thinking at this point, you really have to question whether Embiid's ever even going to see the floor. Like, who knows? Like, he might not, but he may never play.
It's really turning interesting and really turning into more and more of a crapshoot every day with him.
Yeah, so I guess in that sense, you know, you get your front court set pretty much, although they can't play all three of those guys. I mean, I guess you could play them all at once in first, but, I mean, you have two guys who play the same position.
I think Okafor and Nerlens doesn't make sense, even though Okafor and Embiid doesn't. But you might not even have to worry about Okafor and Embiid ever playing together.
That is true. So we'll see. I don't know. Some people compare Okafor to Tim Duncan. So that would be cool if he ended up like Tim Duncan.
That'd be great. That'd be even better if we got five championship like the Spurs.
Yeah. So we'll see, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, we will see, Andy. Get the trivia so I can get them all from here.
All right.
Alright, you're getting some trivia so I can get you off here.
Yeah, seriously. You can just think of it. Just ask me any question you think of.
I'm not a good thinker. I thought you knew that by now, that I can't think very well.
Yeah, well, don't underestimate yourself.
Get the trivia. Okay, who's over here? I'm not a good thinker, so I have to rely on these questions to think for me. Head coach is not a multiple Super Bowl winner. There we go. Who do we got? Tom Landry, John Madden, Jimmy Johnson, or George Seifert?
What's the question again? I'm sorry. I heard the selections. What's the question?
Which of these coaches is not a multiple Super Bowl winner?
Okay, so John Madden, Jimmy Johnson, obviously that's not the answer. George Seifert, I guess not, because he was their assistant. Who was the other one? I'll say.
Tom Landry was the other one. So, this is for George Seifert, Tom Landry, Jimmy Johnson, and John Madden.
John Madden.
You say John Madden, and that would be indeed correct. Finally, you did something right. Thank you much. Thank you for the call, sir, and goodbye.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. You got his answer figured out very well. You didn't have to even call me for that. Before we go on the
radio program, I would like to think why you said I'm the worst host.
I mean them, I guess. All right, you're up, Frank. Go ahead.
Is that me, Jamie?
You're up.
Okay. I want to give you some insight about Sandberg quitting. I don't know if you already know this or heard this, but the reason he stepped down so suddenly, this guy McPhail is going to be taking over evidently. And McPhail was running Chicago Cubs when Sandberg was there, and he passed him over twice for the coacher's job, the manager's job. And he figured this guy comes in, he's going to fire him. So
we did hear about McPhail, but that's a different angle about the Cubs and him being passed over. So you're dropping insight here on the sports show. Thank you much.
Dropping a little insight on you, right. So that's what's going on there. But they're a mess. And
Sam Beck was talking about in the way. You could make a little more sense of his remarks now when he speaks about in the way and being in the way and all that.
Yeah, but once players start showing up, the manager, it's over, you know. And you guys sound like you have a lot of prima donnas. I didn't notice till last night, but he fought with Rollins. He fought with Howard. The kid, the third baseman, Franco, and he didn't get along. That's not a good sign either about Franco. Maybe he's not listening. But, you know, you got to stick with Franco because he looks like he's the real deal.
We saw the thing with him and Giles 2 weeks ago, too.
Right.
Which is probably the tip of the ice.
Exactly.
Tip of the ice.
And also, according to this morning's Inquirer, Hinkie said they're not counting out surgery. He might have to have surgery, Embiid. So don't be surprised if he doesn't even get on the floor this year, you know?
That's becoming a more real possibility as the days click by.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, well, that's it for me, and I will see you later at your brother's little thing, okay? You have a trivia for me
all
today?
All right, you'll be here. Good. Let's get coming in. Could be a coordinator, so he wants them.
Are you going to lay one on me?
Yeah, we're going to. With our first pick in the 2000 NFL draft, the Redskins took what? LeVar Arrington from what college? Texas A&M, Florida State, Penn State, Wisconsin.
Texas A&M.
LeVar Arrington. He says Texas A&M and missed it. Penn State. That's it. Missed the two and the flush there. Thank you, sir.
All right. See you later. Bye.
And he did return. I'll be here later. So, did you know that already? Calling you up, babe. But. Colin, are you there? Not with him, as it were. So we'll. No, he might be away from his. Yeah, that probably means. Yeah, get rid of him, and hopefully, Mr. Colin, coming on, he will call back in short order, and we could hook up with him. Blah, blah, blah. You know that some of your cursing probably got on you. So that's where we are, back after this. Ryan! Yeah, kill him, Jess. Kill him, yes. I agree. No, we're not opening the damn door. Yeah, everyone can hear you on the show.
Hey guys, what's up,
dog? Yeah. Who wants to talk on it?
Right. Hello?
Manager versus
fired.
Hey guys, who is this? Oh, no one's here. I'm just talking on the show. My sample got fired. Where left? He left, so. I don't know what to say. I'm not Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Jamie, can you hear me?
Are you there?
I love to hear you over the music.
Yeah, you got the music playing there, but I like it. Let's hear the music a little bit.
Is that your producer giving? There we go.
We got no more music. We're all good.
So Jamie, what's happening?
What's happening? I don't know. Not much.
What do you think
happening.
Of the Sixers? The rest of the Sixers draft. So let's start. We'll get back to Okafor, but. What do you think about the rest of the draft there?
The rest of the draft was Vincent Chanky. He did a good job accumulating assets and throwing board the plan.
I would have liked to have seen the move that the T-Wolves moved to move up and get Tyus Jones. It would have been nice to see something like that, maybe get a second real player here at the back end of the first round.
And then maybe we could formulate more into our court, but I guess
I would have liked to have seen them step up and get that guy Hunter that was sliding from Georgia State, a long guard that can shoot with some range. I mean that's the kind of thing that we need.
He's another dead eye shooter, though. Yeah, he can shoot. He can shoot from anywhere, and I would have liked to have seen him too.
And now coming back to Okafor here, I guess they really didn't have any other choice. I'd like to criticize it because I don't love the pick, but I'm not sure that we had any other option at that point.
At all.
Do you see us getting anybody in free agency, Jamie? Any guards out there that are worth, or should we still hold on to our money? Hold on to our money until we're.
I think we'll at least one player. I don't know who, but I think someone will come in.
You think we'll get somebody?
At least.
Do you want to get somebody, though, or should we just keep our cap space until we get a better
option?
I want
to keep our cap space, but I do not think that will happen in the league.
So you think we'll go spend some bucks here this summer?
Yeah, I do believe, yes. Yeah.
Let's switch to the Eagles. What are you feeling about the heading into the quiet period here? What do you think? Do you think we're all set, or how are you feeling about that?
I think I'm pretty happy with what I saw, and I hope everyone comes back after the quiet period revved up and ready to go and keep the momentum we have from the OTAs going.
Switching to the World Cup there, did you watch that game last night?
Yeah, we got another win last night, and we are on to this.
I know your dad loves
World
soccer,
Cup
so I'm sure he really loves women's soccer.
Yeah, women's soccer, which is no one in the stands, by the way. There's about 10 people there at these games. But the end
Who's your favorite player? Who do you like to watch?
I think I like to watch all of them. I think it's good to come up big. And all the U.S. team, I think it's good. I can't
no,
think
nobody
about
particularly
one.
Near and dear to your heart, huh?
No.
All right. Last last one on the draft, James. What do you think, Darren Hilliard? Do you think he's got a shot to be the lone Philly
yeah,
pickup?
I hope he has a shot. If he could shoot, he could drive to the rack and get fouled, get the then ones, and I think he'll just add to the guard depth that the Pistons already have.
That's another one I wouldn't mind to see the Sixers pick up.
He could shoot. I think he would help you tremendously in that department.
And he showed some NBA range at Villanova. He took some deep threes there, so
yeah,
I wouldn't have minded that.
He shied away from a shot. No, he didn't. Let's give you some trivia. Who recorded the highest finish ever by a freshman in the Heisman Trophy voting in 2004? Michael Hart, Adrian Peterson, Eli Manning, or Joey Heisman in 2004?
Who was the fourth one?
Heisman. Joey Harrington.
And who was the first one? Michael Hart?
Yeah, Michael Hart was the first one.
I don't even know who that is, so I'm not going to pick him. I don't think Eli was a knockout. I didn't think Peterson was that old, but maybe he was. So I'm going to go with AP.
Is it AP? Thank you. We're on a bit of a roll with the tribute today. Thank you, Arthur.
Was I right or not?
Yeah, you're right. Let's go to Uncle Tom. He'll finish it out here on a Saturday.
JC, a lot happening down in South Philly, huh?
Yeah, lot to get to today.
CBP, a lot going on there with the Phils. It seems like a house of cards right now.
Yes, hanging on by a thread. It's going to fall in about 2 seconds if I'm not careful.
Yeah, this is not probably the best time to deal Cole, because I don't know if there's anybody down there capable of making a good decision.
Or to be able to deal anyone and get anyone of value back, I think it will
right,
be tremendously
exactly.
hard right now.
Yeah, I'd rather McPhail be in place and things settle a little and then see something. So what do you think of Okafor? Did you like the pick?
I think that it's the only choice that we had. I think he's the best available player. And I don't think you're the stage yet so that you can draft when you need. So I have no problem with the Okafor pick. I'm excited to see what he can be.
I agree. I think they need players, and he was the best player there. I think they would have taken Russell, but obviously Russell was gone. And it would have been too much to give up to get him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you think about Jordan Spieth? I mean, do we start to talk about the Grand Slam? You think he has a chance at the
I think we have to.
St. Andrews?
I think he might have gotten lucky there at the end, but whenever anyone wins two straight majors and play the way he did on Sunday and still be able to persevere, I think the Grand Slam talk should be starting. And the British Open coming up in only a couple weeks, the week ain't long at all.
Well, when you give the lead back and you double bogey 17 and turn around and rebound and make a birdie on 18, that's pretty impressive. That's a lot
of
fortitude.
Yeah, the birdie that he made is just unbelievable to watch. That shows you what kind of kid he is.
He has a lot of heart. Is it too bad to see Dustin Johnson 3-putt, but that wasn't an easy 2-putt from where he was.
No, and the way he whacked that first one by only compounded matters. But I think he'll be there again. I think he'll be there in the last final of the year.
Yeah, no, with that kind of power, all he has good, and he'll be in any tournament. So, any trivia on the way out the door?
Let's get some trivia. Where do we go? Trivia for him. Okay. No, just get 300 in that court. Come on, we're running out of time. Let's go, 300. Doe Campbell's team is on field of what college football team? Florida, Florida State, Penn State, or Tennessee?
Or what stadium?
Not Tennessee. Doe Campbell Stadium.
Well, it's not Nebraska because that's Osborne Stadium. I think they named it after Osborne. Can't be Penn State. So it's either Florida or Florida State. And Florida State, I think Bobby Bowden will probably be named for him. I'm going to take a wild guess and say Gatorville, University of Florida.
If you're going to take Florida and... Oh, no, Florida State.
Oh, it's Florida State.
No, he said Florida. Oh, you picked the wrong one. But you didn't
I wouldn't be surprised
one.
If they
thank
renamed
you,
that to Bobby
thank
Bowden.
Thank you very much.
All right,
Jake. Great call as always. All right. Unfortunately, that's the end of our allotted time, as it were, for today. And I enjoyed it always. Lots to get to. I'm sure we might be nomadic about next time we get together. And a whole lot more, I'm sure. Until then, bye-bye. It's my show, and I have to put it down if I want to. My show, I...